Can you tell me a little bit? You're in the Bethlehem area?
Yes, we're actually in Bethlehem at the moment. There's two groups of internationals. We have the 35 Italians who are currently staying in Dehesha refugee camp inside Bethlehem. And then we have a further approximately 50 internationals of various nationality who are staying at the moment in a hotel in the center of Bethlehem. But at the moment, there's discussions going on with local people with regard to placing people out into Human Shield home stays, because there's some very great concern that we will have an invasion later today.
Is there any shelling or firing going around on right now in the Bethlehem area?
Funnily enough, actually, apparently it appears as if a shell was just fired in the direction of Rachel's tomb, which is directly in between Bethlehem and the checkpoint between Bethlehem to Jerusalem. There has been, overnight, there were tanks mobilizing inside Beit Jala, but they were just moving around. They didn't actually come in that far. But since then, this morning, in the earlier hours of this morning, more tanks have been deployed and are moving around. And both the groups of the internationals, the Italians plus the mixed internationals, did march to Beit Jala about an hour ago to protest the occupation and the further reinvasion of Palestinian territory. And we were met with, there were two APCs, armored personnel carriers. The soldiers were very, very nervous, very, very twitchy and tense at our presence there. There were some shots fired by them. They also fired one percussion grenade at us, and the group made their protest and after about 5 minutes withdrew from the area, as some of the locals were a little bit concerned because the soldiers did seem particularly nervous, and obviously the fact that they're heavily armed and they didn't seem to be particularly afraid to use any of their equipment. So it was decided it was safer for people to leave the area. And since then, on the Beit Jala side, it has been relatively quiet, but there has, as I said, just been apparently a shell fired in the direction of Rachel's tomb, which is where Aida refugee camp is situated.
Mm-hmm. Have they been allowing more or less free movement of the internationals in and out of the Israeli occupied zones and into the Palestinian areas, or have they been harassing in any way the internationals?
Well, at the moment, I mean, the internationals are together in the two separate groups. The Italians are staying in Dehesha. Now, we're all at the moment staying in Palestinian Area A. We haven't been moving around that much apart from going to Beit Jala, where there are tanks and APCs deployed in Palestinian Area A anyway. I have just had a call to say that some Italians were hoping to come through from Jerusalem to Bethlehem to join the group here, and I'm not entirely sure whether they have managed to do so. I had a call from them saying they were coming up to the checkpoint, and I asked them to call me when they were through, and I've not heard anything as yet. So whether there's freedom of movement between checkpoints or not, I'm not sure.
Do you know anything about, I read on Indie Media that hundreds of the European peace activists were held at the Ben Gurion airport for a significant amount of time. You weren't with them at that?
No, I'm British, but I live here. I haven't had to travel in. Yes, on the day before yesterday, I think it was the day before yesterday, a group of Italians, I'm not entirely sure of the number, I believe it was between 250 and 300, they were held at the airport for a fairly long time. During this, they were told that they were being held for their own security and safety. Eventually, they were allowed to proceed on into Israel from the airport and came to Jerusalem. And I think subsequently some have managed to get into Ramallah since then. And in addition, today I had a call this morning at about 7 o'clock from our taxi driver to say that there was a British citizen who had arrived, who he was due to collect and bring to Bethlehem, and he was being held by security. The taxi driver spoke to a security official to ask when his passenger would be able to be free and to come out, and he was told that they were still deciding whether he was going to be allowed admittance to the country. And he was being questioned, and an hour later he was actually deported and he was put back on a plane back to the UK.
Okay, so there's been situation. The in Bethlehem area, the water, electricity, everything's working fine for the...
In certain areas throughout Bet Jala where the tanks currently are, where they have come in overnight, electricity has been cut. Bethlehem and Beit Sahur at the moment are fine. There's no interference with any of the electrical or water supplies. But there has been some areas within Bet Jala that have been cut off with electrical supply so far. But we're expecting that in the course of the next 12 hours, that the situation here probably will deteriorate quite rapidly.
Mm-hmm. And the Bethlehem television station, it's working, or are they have...
It's functioning and broadcasting at the moment. In actual fact, I saw one of their cameramen in Bet Jala earlier when our group went up to protest at the Israeli soldiers. So they are running at the moment, and I haven't heard anything to the contrary.
Very good. Thank you very much.
No problem at all. Please, if I can be of any more help, just let me know.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thanks, Brian, very much.